Nikki Haley, you will see. From the river to the sea. Thank you very much, comrade. Dr. Adi Taher is here, so right away we'd like to call him up. Please do give him a warm welcome.
Friends, brothers and sisters, we have heard a lot today. We are all emotionally riled up. We all feel for the Palestinians. And today, the Al-Quds Day, not only is it for the Palestinians, for all the suppressed people, all the people who have been going through these atrocities in the world.
Yes.
I would like to bring a few things about the people in Gaza. The people who have been kicked out of their original homelands from what is now the state of Israel, people who have been living as refugees in the Gaza Strip. And you know the Gaza Strip, it is a very small piece of land, 25 miles by 7 miles, that's it. 25 miles by 7 miles. You can imagine Toronto, if Gaza was in Toronto, if you superimpose Gaza on Toronto, it will be between the DVP and the 427. It will be between the Lake Shore and maybe DuPont or St. Clair. That's it. That's all it is. And 2 million people have been imprisoned there. 2 million people. On three sides, there are barbed wires, watchtowers, soldiers armed to the teeth, with armored vehicles, with ready to shoot. Ready to shoot even if you approach the fence. On the one side, which is the sea, it is again blockaded by Israeli gunboats that would not allow anything beyond a certain limit, and then you can't even do your own fishing. Now, just imagine Toronto, 2 million people living in this area. Now, in this area, there is no electricity. The electricity will come only for 3 to 5 hours in 24 hours. That's all. Can you imagine us living in that situation? The water that people have, 90% of the water that people have is not safe. So 9 out of 10 people do not have access to safe water. The sewage that collects there, just imagine this, the degree of sanitation. The sewage that collects there is thrown into the sea. Just imagine the sewage for 2 million people, almost 2 million people, maybe 1.8 to be exact, is dumped into the Lake Ontario, right on the island, Central Island, and in the Humber Bay and all that. The sewage that goes there cannot be treated because they do not have facilities to treat it or minimally treat it. So all the filth goes in there. And this is the state of the people that are living there. Education, you can imagine, nothing there, nothing there. The schools run on double shifts or triple shifts, no electricity. Two-thirds of the schools run on double shifts, and there are some schools have 3 shifts in a day, and nothing higher education, no higher education. There are some universities that were formed, but non-functional. There's a total trade embargo. Nothing goes in, nothing goes out. Israel is complicit, as well as Egypt is complicit on the other side. They are blockading it, and they are squeezing the life out of the 2 million Gazans there. Nothing can come in. Even vital supplies do not come in. Health supplies cannot come in. Even cement does not come in. In 2017, there were more than 400 houses that were demolished. They cannot be rebuilt. There's no cement. The basic necessities of life are not allowed into the city. The people are just dependent on aids from a lot of human agencies and multiple NGOs who are there. Of the people, 45%, almost 44-45% of the adults are unemployed. Just imagine that thing happening in Toronto. 67% of the youth have no employment. They have nothing there. More than 80% of the people are on social assistance being provided by European and UN agencies, just on handouts. 54% of the people are under the poverty line. Just imagine that happening in Toronto. People do not have even the basics to eat and drink. That is the state of affairs that these people are going through. Friends, brothers and sisters, the occupiers, the blockaders have lost all morality. No wonder, without the morality, no wonder there are killings of children and journalists and medics and so on. There's no morality there. And the state of Israel itself is losing its soul. It's a very sad state of affairs. What can we do? What can we do at this stage? Lastly, just to end. What can we do?
Stand up and fight! Stand up and fight! Stand up and fight!
Our Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has shown us three ways to do it. If you are faced with an atrocity, if you know there's something wrong being done, the injustice that you see, you have only three choices. You stop it if you can. You stop it if you can, legally. You stop it if you can. If you cannot stop it, at least say that it is right. Saying, meaning, saying and writing and influencing, whatever you can do legally. That is, and the last thing, which is the least of the faith that anybody can have, is to think that a wrong is being done.
Yes!
Thank you for listening.